Welcome to Roaming with Restless Women. Today I have Marcia Johns. That's how you say your name, right, Marcia?
Marisha, yes, that's it.
That's a beautiful name.
Thank you.
Life change, as she says, life changes as we mature, but that's not a bad thing. Marcia writes about things that pertain to women who have reached a certain age or who plan to reach a certain age. I like that. Sometimes it'll be funny, sometimes it'll make you think, and it will always be informative. She lives in the Fort Worth, Dallas area and writes for the Fort Worth Black News on such topics as lifestyle, education, and just about anything else she thinks of. Some people call her wife, mom, sister, cousin, professor, teacher, lifestyle consultant, member of the Zeta Phi Beta sorority, and more, but one of her favorite names is Honey. Almost said Granny. Oh my goodness. That's the name that her grandson calls her. And she says, "See, I told you life does not stay the same, and neither do names." She embraces being a grandmother, but never wanted to be called Granny. I'm Granny for my grandson. I embrace being a professional educator. She embraces life, and each morning when she wakes up, she thanks God for all of this and more. But this journey is not about her, it is about all of us. It's about us talking and sharing and giving suggestions and just having fun. Because, as she says, this is your best year. Regardless of the year that we're living, it is our best year.
It is.
Welcome. I am so happy to have you.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Okay, so you write a blog,
I do.
and it is thisisyourbestlife.com.
This is your best year.
Best year, sorry. Bestyear.com. I'll make sure to get it right in the show notes, Mauricia.
Okay,
So
thank you.
what was it that made you start writing this blog?
As a lot of women in my age did, I was a magazine junkie. I would buy all the magazines, the Harper's Bazaar, the Cosmopolitan. I was a Time and a Newsweek. I just bought magazines. And it was always something in there for me. But as I grew older, there wasn't anything for me. They would ask questions. I was like, oh, I'm past that.
Oh,
Or
yeah.
they would tell you makeup tips that I knew I would never try, clothing probably that I would never wear. So, and they didn't give me things that I wanted to do, which is a little bit of everything. So I decided if I can't find it, then I'll write it. And I knew some amazing women. I've met some amazing women, and everybody's different. So that's what I wanted the blog to be. I wanted it to be different. Like I said, we talk about a little of everything. We're serious
Yeah.
sometimes, and sometimes we're funny.
Oh, 100%. And the funny thing is, you're right that the magazines tend to focus on people under 50, really and truly. And then once you get over 50, unless you're reading AARP, which
I do
I'm
love
grateful
it.
for, I'm grateful for it, but it doesn't necessarily encapsulate everything that I want to read about. Right. So tell me some of the topics that you have found to be most representative of what you like to write about.
Well, one of them is my name as a grandmother. And I tell them there's no specific way, there's no roadmap to aging, especially for women.
Yes.
And I tell them, I said, if you want to be, as my mother used to call them, a rocking grandma, it's okay. It's nothing wrong with it. If you say, well, I need to set a time to see my grandkids, it's okay. There is
Yeah.
no roadmap. If you want to continue to work, it's okay. If you decide at the moment that they say you can retire, that you're going to retire, that's fine. If you want to go back to school, I've read a lot of things about women of a certain age getting a PhD or master's or even finishing college or high school because it was something they set up to do. I remember one lady, and I couldn't do this, when Tina Turner had her big review, it was a lady on television. She quit her job so that she could go dance with Tina Turner.
Oh
She
my
had already, that had
goodness.
always been a goal of hers, and she was able to do it. And I follow this lady that's in New York now. She's in her 50s. She wants to be a dancer on Broadway. So she packed up and moved there. And she's had small parts. So she's living her dream. We also talk
Oh.
about serious things, things that affect us about how you need to get a mammogram.
Yes.
And then if they tell you that you need to go further, then you need to do it. We talk about getting your husband or significant other to the doctor because men are something else. They don't want to go to the doctor.
Oh, tell me about it. It's just pulling teeth. It is pulling teeth to get them to go. You are exactly
Is.
right.
And we talk about how you get them there and do you stay in the room with them? Yes, you stay in the room with them because they don't ask the right questions. We talk about zip lining. I went zip lining,
Oh, yes.
riding a hot air balloon, where you
Yep.
talk about people doing marathons. And it's okay if that's what you want to do. We do talk a little bit about makeup. We give hints on what we like. You might not like it, or we ask questions a lot. Tell us what you do. It's been a lot of fun. We talk about everything, and we've been able to interview some really, really neat people. And I was like, this is really good, and how they live their lives.
Yeah, I have had the opportunity with this podcast to interview a lot of women who have been senior leaders in corporations or have been cancer survivors or are brand new grandmothers. I mean, so we're on the same path, and it is amazing how I think a lot of us are realizing that nobody is telling our stories. And it feels like we become invisible, you
It
know,
does.
or
It does. And when I was teaching school at the community college, I would ask my, we would talk about advertising. And I said,
Oh,
they
yeah.
have figured out now that we have disposable income. Most of us do not have a house note anymore. All of our kids are grown. So we have money that we can use on certain things. I said, because they didn't include us into things. I said, but now you look at fitness advertisement, somebody looks like me in that advertisement. You look at
Yeah.
traveling, there's somebody that looks like me, my husband, my friends, people I work with. I said, so they're realizing that we are not our mothers and our mothers were not our grandmothers. Because as long as I can remember my grandmother, I always thought she was old. And when I look at it, I'm older than she was.
Yeah. Well, and what they put up with, you know, back then, without thinking that it was not unusual, I guess, what they put it, and how far we have come as women, you know, voting rights and being able to speak our minds and being, you know, senior women leaders in corporations and making our own money and, you know, running our own lives. I think it's just been an incredible experience for a lot of us who had mothers who were homemakers. You know, when I went to college, no one in my family had been to college. So, it was hard to get an experienced person who had been to college to tell me what to expect when I did go. And then when I did go, of course, I went crazy wild, like look everybody. But you know, I kept my grades up and did all of that. But it's amazing to look back at my grandmother in particular. I ha never saw her wear pants, either one of my grandmothers. No, they just didn't, even working on the farm. She
Never.
would be out there picking green beans and whatever else in her work dress. Most of us, you know, have people in our lives like that, and we have learned so much from them. So, what are the kinds of things that you're hearing from the women that you're interviewing that are challenging or things that they're worried about these days?
It's odd that you ask that because a lot of them are worried about their grandchildren,
Yeah.
the way the world is going, that because those These children were born into a different world than we were. We laugh sometimes. We said, when your parents told you to go to your room, all you had was a book. That was
Oh,
it.
yeah.
You didn't have any games. You didn't have a phone. You didn't have all this stuff that they have. But they worry about their grandchildren and the state that we're leaving the world in. Not necessarily anything political. It's the wastefulness that we have. The way AI is taking over everyone's job. That's it. When I left the public school and the community college, they were on another online platform. And basically, they wanted everybody to teach the same. And
Oh,
I don't know about
yeah.
you, but in college, you would say, "Ooh, I don't want Professor so-and-so. I don't like the way he teaches." And it's nothing wrong with that. You just wanted the other professor because you liked him better. But now they want you to all teach the same. And their jobs, little bitty jobs that we may have had in high school, aren't going to be there for them. I told them the fast food place will one day figure out they don't need us. And
Oh,
basically,
yeah.
they have, because certain ones have now, you go to the kiosk and you punch it in. I say, and they make them all the same. So what are our children going to do? Yeah, that is what I feel like most of them are worried about. Health things too,
Yeah.
but things that we've taken for our in for different ailments that cause something else. I think back to my mom and my dad. My dad died one Christmas holiday while we were out of college, and
Oh.
I was worried about my mother, but my mother never missed a beat. She was a third grade teacher. She went back. She said, because kids make you realize life goes on. She
Yeah.
said, because they did not understand. And I can remember when I went back to her, because I was working in public school then, and the kids knew something had happened. They were so quiet. But about 2 days later, they were like, okay, get over it.
Yeah, exactly.
And we talk a little bit about traveling, what people like to do. I've had people say that they solo travel. I'm not that brave. But I love the things that they do. We talk about it. We even talk about cookie. We laugh. We show things that we wonder why we bought them.
Oh.
You go like this. You go like, what is this? Why did I buy this? I've never used it. And somebody will write in, it's a blah, blah, blah. It's like this weekend, we went to some friend's house. I'd never seen a pink coconut, not coconut, pineapple. I had never seen a
Oh,
pink.
yes.
And I was the one doing it. I was like, is something wrong? But I'd never seen it. So we talk about things that we do. Like I said, we talk about makeup. We talk about cleaning the house. We talk about a little of everything. We do talk a little bit about politics, but not so much. It's like
Yeah.
the women we see that are going into politics, because we always figure out that the best job is to be out of politics, because you can do those speeches and make a whole bunch of money and you don't have any responsibility.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So that's
So
some of the things that we talk about.
when you taught in community college, what did you teach?
I taught business, and it goes back to when I was in high school. My favorite class of all times was general business, which we call business principles now. It's because you could just open up the paper or open up the computer now and find something to talk about. To me, it was so much fun. We had job fairs. We did a job fair for the kids. They go to things that I did a partnership with the Fort Worth Chamber of Commerce, and they would let my class come. I had businesses that would have banquets, and I could get tickets for them, and they could go, and their assignment would be certain things that they had to do. A lot of times I didn't go with them because I told them, I said, you're different when I'm there. You're looking, did I do the right thing? No, you do it. We did one of my favorite things was we did the Main Street Festival, Art Festival in Fort Worth, which is huge. And they had to go down and interview people to find out where they came from. Did they have insurance? Where did they stay? Because it's about 3 or 4 days. How many times they had come here? Then they had to do a food vendor. It was funny because I had one guy say, I found the food vendor and I told him this was my teacher's favorite food at the, and I got free food. I was like, okay. But I loved it when I was in high school. That probably was my one of my favorite teachers that taught it, and we're still friends on Facebook now.
Wow, that's great. Well, it goes to show you that the teachers that depart real world knowledge, real world wisdom, real world experience, those are the ones that you remember.
They are, and when I learned stuff from that too, because I'd always heard it costs X amount of money to be in the show. It's a jury show. You have to apply and then they pick you. Some people said they only did three a year, and this was one of them. And there were different things that came to light. I learned from my students in community college because some of them had businesses. Some of them still had business. Some of them had it online. Some of them had it brick and mortar. It was truly interesting. It was a learning experience for me too.
Well, it's amazing to me to look around at the younger generations and realize that a good portion of them are not interested in going to work for someone else. They're interested in starting their own businesses. And I don't think that the education system has really caught up with them. They're kind of doing it on their own and getting out
They
there,
are.
and they're very ambitious.
They
And they don't like the
really
thought.
are.
They don't like the thought of somebody else having their future in their hands.
They really don't. And like I said, you find some, like one guy would go out and he would go to the thrift shops and he would buy things, but it had to be certain things, like certain names. And if he bought it for $15, he would put it online and sell it for $75. And
Can you believe that?
I was like, dang, And so I like the things that they do. Sometimes it scares me because I tell people they will quit a job in the middle of a job. No, I don't like it. And say, I tell them we're more practical. Well, I have to pay this bill, so I'm going to stay here till I can pay that bill off.
Well, and if you think about it, though, they also don't have all of the overhead that we do as we go through our lives. Don't have the mortgage, don't have the probably the only thing they have is a car payment and their phone, cell phone payment. So tell me a little bit about being a grandmother.
Well, when my daughter and my son-in-law told us they were pregnant, we were over the moon. They told us they were having a boy, and I told them to give him back. We don't do boys. You need to give him back. Because we have two girls.
Yeah, I do too.
Have two girls. So, I was well prepared to spend my money on frilly dresses,
Oh,
cute little
yes.
stuff. And we had a boy, but when I saw him, my heart just melted. I
Yeah.
tell him now, I say, you used to love me. And he says, honey, I love you. I said, no, when your mom was working and I was working, I got off earlier. I said, I would come to the daycare. And they called him JoJo. His name is Joseph. And they would say, JoJo, your grandmother's here. I said, you would come running. You would be so
Oh.
excited for me. I said, now I say, I love you. And you said, me too. I said, just kind of like, because he's 16, but he's still a good child. And my best girlfriend's grandson is about his age. So I've been able to keep the connection, with her also. I just think it's wonderful. Somebody said, you get all the joy without all the trouble.
Absolutely,
And I
absolutely.
tell him sometimes, what did your mom and dad say? I said, because I can't go against their wishes.
No.
Even though I might think, well, he could do this, but I can't go against their wishes. But I try to tell him he's a really good baseball player. So I told him, I said, you got me and Papa, that's what he calls my husband. I said, you've gotten us out traveling around Texas. But it is, I think you have to learn to let them do things. Their parents. They may not agree with you, but we didn't always agree with our parents either.
You're exactly right. Did you find my grandson is only 6 months old?
Oh,
And so we're just getting started
you're gonna have
here.
lots of pictures.
Oh, I have tons, tons, tons. Did you find that your daughter and son-in-law had rules that you were like, what? Where did that come from? So, like the gentle parenting or the I'm not getting them vaccinated or, all these kind of rules.
To a certain extent, I think we did. But my son-in-law, his mom is deceased now, but he will tell you some of the things that his mom and dad did. Like I said, I sometimes think gentle parenting is okay, but you have to take all that stuff out of their room. You can't send them to their room with everything because that's what they want. You
Oh,
know,
yeah.
we used to laugh when he was about 13 or 14 and he had to spend the night with us. He would come in, as he called it, his room and play his games. But he was smart enough to know that he needed to come out and talk to us for a second. And it would be just a second. He would ask something and talk. Then he'd go back in. I think it's the way the world is now. And I always tell him, I say, if for some reason the teacher says, you know, he's been cutting up, don't just take his word. Go up there and talk to them. And another thing that I've always told them is if he says he doesn't understand what his teacher is saying and you send him to tutoring and so forth, it's okay for you to change teachers because everybody teaches differently. I said that this one might like this one over here. When I was at the community college, there was one guy who taught history who never used anything but his brain and his voice. And the students loved him. He was so interesting. So I think, yeah, we bumped heads maybe one or two times, but not over anything that's real specific. Because I've learned to be.
I'm doing the same thing. Whatever their rules are, I follow them and you try to.
You try to tell the, you know, like I told my son and my grandson. Be grateful, you know, be grateful for the things that you have. So you need to be grateful. You need to even tell your parents thank you. I said, because they could have done something else, you know. Every trip they go on, he's been able to go, except maybe one right after Christmas, they go on a trip. She wants to get him to all 50 states. We don't think she's gonna make it, but she's trying her best.
Well, good for her. I think traveling and making sure that they understand that there's life outside their one little community and that it's different. Every place you go has a different culture, a different group of people, different food, different everything. I think it's great, even if it's just within the United States. It's amazing how much diversity and how much fun stuff we have just in the United States, regardless of the world,
Yeah, that's how I say it. I say even in Texas, I'm originally from East Texas. There are no big cities in East Texas. Tyler is probably the biggest city, and it's maybe 120,000. I said, so then you go to West Texas, that's different. Yeah. So I say even in Texas, you know.
Oh yeah. We traveled Texas last year. We were 6 weeks in Texas traveling.
Oh.
So it was fun. A lot of
And
fun.
you know, that's what I told my husband I'm going to do for my birthday. I already have one of my roommates from college, and we're going to take a road trip. We just have to kind of figure out where we're going to go and where we're going to stop.
Yeah, well, it's a lot of fun. So I have three questions that I ask at the end of every episode. But first, before I get to that, I want to ask if you have any words of wisdom for our audience out here, these women who are watching you right now.
I think the best thing I can say is do you. This part of our life is we've gone through some things and maybe things didn't turn out the way we had hoped, but even when we were younger, they probably didn't. But do you, when you wake up in the morning, you might have a new ache or pain, or you might not finish doing, you know, feel like doing anything. It's okay. I call it pajama day. You get up
Yeah.
in those pajamas. And then you take a shower and you put on a new pair of pajamas and maybe you'll read or whatever. But if you don't want to do anything, that's fine. Just do you. Do what makes you happy and try to find like-minded women who want to do something too. But you could have two or three best friends. People say, "Oh no, you have one best friend." No, this one likes this, this one likes that, and never the two shall get together. So enjoy your life. Life changes in a blink. It just changes
Yes.
in a blink. I'll tell people now that one reason why I retired is because neither one of my parents lived to retirement. My dad died really young before he was 50, and my mom was going to retire from teaching in January, and she passed in October. So,
Oh, my
when you think about that, and I
goodness.
said, so I went on, and I always tell them this: retirement money is not work money. But you
That's
find out
right.
there's so many things in your city that you couldn't do because you were at work. So let's do it now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I like having a flexible schedule myself now, even though I'm still working. I love having that flexibility in my schedule. I work for myself. So, I don't know that I would want to ever go back. You
That's why I
know.
used to tell people the difference between working in public school and working at the community college. I said it was the flexibility. I said sometimes it kind of got to you. I said, but in the public school, you had a schedule and you had to adhere to that schedule.
Yeah, it's amazing when we relieve ourselves of schedules.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. Okay, so I have my three questions. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. The first one, close your eyes and tell me what appears in your mind when I say wise woman.
My mom.
Oh, okay. So describe her and what makes her wise.
My mom and dad raised two girls and a boy. And I'm opening my eyes now. Is that okay?
That's great.
And my mom raised us the same, but differently. She raised her two girls with the idea that this may be what it is. You may get married and you may not get married, but you have to be able to support yourself to go out and do things on your own. You have to step out sometimes in faith. And I think that was a wise thing. Like I said, when my dad died, my mom knew how to pay the bills. She knew where everything was. The thing she had to do was go back and change the names on the checks or whatever, because it had his name on there too. But again, she never missed a beat. I just always thought she was one of the strongest people, because I even told her, I was still in college, I said, when I graduate, I'm gonna come home, I'm gonna find a job, and I'm gonna be all right next to you, because we own that lot too. And she told me no. She said, you can always come home. She said, you can always come home. She said, but you need to get out and spread your wings. And I just always thought that she was the wisest woman that I knew.
That's beautiful. I also raised very independent children. You know, they don't feel obligated to come home, but they always know it's there when they need it or if they need it. Okay, my next question. Where do you like to roam?
Where do I like to roam? I like to roam. This is going to sound strange too. I love history. I love history. I love Black history because it's harder to find. I can go every place I go, and if people laugh at me, I say, I find my people. You know I'm going to find my people. And
There you
I've
go.
gone to some little bitty houses that they have turned into museums and stayed there
Yeah.
all day talking to them. We were in Boston, my cousin and I, and we were just walking up the street, and we saw something that said Frederick Douglass. So we went in there, and the whole museum was on Frederick Douglass. And you learn such odd things, because he had given a speech at this church. And so the guy told us, no, sit on the back. I was like, I don't know why he wants us to sit on the back. Then I figured it out. He told us that was the only original bench pew in the church, and people were smaller. So the seat of the pew was tiny. So you learn so much. My husband and I went to the casino, which is not far from here in Oklahoma, but we didn't want to lose our money the first night, so or the first day. So we went up to the Indian Cultural Center.
I
Yeah.
learned
so much. When I go to, I love colleges. I went to Texas Tech and I was like, oh my God, this is so pretty. But I knew then why my students either loved it or hated it, because
Oh.
it's in the middle of nowhere.
Oh,
It's in Lubbock. I mean, but I thought it was the most beautiful place. Like I said, I love history. When I went to DC, I found my neighbor's name on the Vietnam Wall, and I scratched it for his
wow.
folks or what it, and it was just it's just so when you look at the White House, when you look at the governor's mansion, I just love history. It's just interesting to me. I love going to presidential museums. I've gone to, I thought Reagan had one of the more interesting ones, the way it was designed. He and Jimmy Carter had a fishing pond. It's just interesting. I call President Bush, the one from Dallas, I call him Baby Bush. He had a lot about his wife and family. And then you go back to their personalities. So I love those. I
Yeah,
really do.
I really like when you learn something odd or just a little tidbit that no
Yeah,
one
you know,
else
like,
talks about. It's
hey,
really cool.
we found
Yeah.
we went to the Hill Country and found out where LBJ said he was going to run for president. And I was like, oh, I didn't know
Yeah.
this.
When we drove through the Hill Country last year, I noticed I noticed the site you were talking about. But then I also noticed in Texas in particular, every single cemetery is marked with a green sign, a regular road sign. That's not in every state.
I don't, yeah, I
It's
never thought
not.
about that.
I didn't. I was just like, why are they so obsessed with cemeteries around here? And I don't know why, but I do know that every cemetery we passed as we drove through Texas, it had a green road sign showing where to go to that
You know,
cemetery.
I've never paid attention to that. Now
Yeah,
you
now
have me going.
there's a fun fact for you.
History, and when I was teaching in public school, I had a young man come in, and it was school had already started. So I looked at his name, and then I looked at him, and I said, "They're gonna laugh at your name. Do you know what it means?" And he said, "Yes." I'll always remember him. His name was Vincent Longtime Sleeping. And he was Native American. I don't remember what tribe, but they laughed. And when he got through telling them, they were like, "Well, what does my name mean?" I was like, "I don't know. I don't know what Cooper, Johns, Williams, or none of that means." But it was just interesting. So I always tell my students, especially if they have kind of odd names or they have names that came from other countries, why did your parents name you that? And most of them could tell me,
Yeah, that's really cool. Okay, here's my final question for you. What makes you restless in a good way?
What makes me restless? Being interviewed for one thing, because I'm like, am I going to do well on the interview? You know how you go out and you see people say you're supposed to do A, B, C, and D? I just kind of threw that out. It's even when writing the blog, people say, well, you have to have a certain time that you're going to write and you're going to publish. I might not have anything to say that day, or anything that I think it's worth somebody reading. So those make me restless in a good way, because I'm always trying to think of something. I think, like I said, worried about my grandson, I'm restless about that, but it's in a good way. I think he has the foundation to do well. And when I say well, it's not like go out and become a multi-billionaire or whatever, but he has the foundation to be able to take care of himself and his life. And as we get older, I don't think I'm restless. I think I'm grateful. I've had a few health issues, but I've gotten over it. And I've learned that if I don't feel like doing it, sit down and don't do it.
Right.
It'll
There's
be
no guilt
okay.
involved.
It'll be okay. I know people said that the news makes them restless. Doesn't make me restless because I only look at the news to hear the facts. I don't need your opinion.
Right,
All I
exactly.
need is the facts. So I'm still just a local news and a national news program, and then I'm through.
Yeah.
So I can't worry about the world so much. I can pray about it, but I cannot worry about it.
That's right. Well, thank you so much for being with
Thank
me today.
you.
It's been a great conversation. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. I've enjoyed it.